Hey friends, it's the 18th of July. Welcome to Pray Today. I once again want to tell you just how thrilled I am that you do this with me each day and want to encourage you to tell somebody else about it if it's been good for you and helped you in your faith and your prayer life. Today we're on the 18th of the month, which means we're in the 18th chapter of Proverbs. But before I get to that, let's get real with each other for a minute. How often are you guilty of when you are in a heated discussion or an argument or a fight? We can call it whatever we want to. Some of you are thinking about with your spouse. Some of you are thinking about with a parent or a child or a friend. But I want to ask you this, and maybe you have already considered this, and if so, just a gentle reminder. How often when somebody you disagree with is talking, are you actually really listening to what they say? Now, if you're anything like me, I have been guilty when I am in a difficult conversation to be working far more hard on developing my response and spending my time thinking about my response instead of time listening to the other person. Do you know how much grief we could avoid? Do you know how much miscommunication and how much better we would get along with others if we stopped thinking about our reply and we began looking at the heart of the other person? You know, something that's helped me over the years when someone is upset with me is to ask myself, not what are the words they're saying, but what is the hurt that they're feeling? Or what is behind the words? What's the cause of it? What's the root of the words that they're using, or the anger or frustration that they feel? Now, I wish I could say every single time that happens, I am thinking about their heart, but that would just be a lie. I want to read a couple verses from the 18th chapter here of Proverbs. The 12th and 13th verses say this: "Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor." Now, we want to be honored when we're in an argument, don't we? But oftentimes we need to recognize that humility is far more important than getting honor, being right. The next verse says, "He who answers before listening, that is his folly and shame." So this is not a new problem. This has been around for thousands of years, that people are formulating responses instead of listening to the lament of the other. So let's choose as a body of Christ, when the next time we're in a difficult conversation, that we will try to hear the heart of the other person. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you that every day you give us a fresh start. Father, none of us are free from guilt of speaking before we've listened, or formulating our response while the other person is talking. And forgive us when we don't even hear what the other person is saying. And forgive us when we don't try to hear the person's heart or the reason behind or the hurt behind what they're saying. Father, would you help us to be better listeners, to communicate better? And in doing so, Lord, we would honor you. Because when we're focused on listening and an apt reply, like we've talked about before, then we know, Lord, that you're going to bless and that there will be resolution to the problem at hand. So God, would you make us better listeners? Would you help us to consider our words before words come out of our mouth that are hurtful, words that we know we shouldn't be saying but are said out of emotion and out of our own hurt? God, if there's someone who's feeling guilt right now for things that they have said to someone out of anger or out of emotion, May we, in our next step today, find a way to apologize to that person so we can let go of the guilt and allow your grace to just cover us. God, we know that conflict is inevitable and it's important for every healthy relationship. But Lord, would you help us listen in such a way that the person would feel honored, and Lord, in doing so, we would show the love of Jesus to them. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.